Welcome to Local Matters, where I am in the room with three representatives from an organization about which I have a great fascination and have heard a little bit about before when we had one of its representatives on some weeks ago. So she's back for part two and has brought two people with her, one of whom I know and one of whom I just met today and you'll be meeting today. These three representatives are a part of something called Impact Leadership Development Group. And each of those words is important when we talk about what it is. You know, there are select words here that I think somebody either subconsciously or consciously chose to include. And they're kind of powerful. And I'm very impressed and very intrigued. So we have with us Mark Hutchins, who is chairman of Impact Leadership. We have with us Cindy Schumann, who I've just met today, who is executive director. And I've met before and happy to have back again Alejandra Cisneros-Conahan, whose bio includes a sentence that I focused on that just inspires me, and that is that she believes that calls herself or has been called a lifelong learner who strongly believes that education is a key component to building strong communities. And as simple and short as that sounds, if you take each of those apart and see how they work in tandem with each other, it is powerful. You know, you really do build strong communities and they're key components, you know. And one of the other representatives that we don't have with us today, I read, I listened to a video of him talking in which he talks about, you know, the sort of purpose, if you will, or objective of the organization is to maximize what businesses get from the talent they have in their organizations. So anybody that would like to lead and any of you that want to start, tell us all about Impact Leadership Development Group, what's been going on up till now and what's going on in the future.
Last year, we added a few new programs. We added Building Bridges, which is an opportunity to meet someone of cross-cultural or multicultural experiences that has moved to the Cookeville area. And by natural consequence, a very homogeneous area, it's fascinating that we have so many that are moving here. We added a conference, Impactful Leadership Conference, which was held October 1, 2, and 3, and we offered professional continuing education units for the legal profession, elected officials, higher education, and many other professionals that their companies support advancing their knowledge of trends in the, you know, profession, especially HR. What else did we add?
I saw a lot of things you added, and I saw a lot of things that are coming up, and maybe, Mark, you could tell us a little more about that as well, right?
Sure, and even before we did that, I want to back up in case folks don't really know how we became Impact Leadership.
I was going to ask you. Let's hear it.
Sure. There was a group about 10 years ago created called Impact, and it was a group that was devised to help bring minority, primarily African-American men, together in this community to build strength and to be able to integrate more into the community atmosphere. And so from that group, some good friends of mine, Mark Burnett and Rob Owens over at Tennessee Tech University, were founders of that particular group and had me involved in establishing a scholarship. And so from that, some years later, after Cindy was working with them and helping them organize somewhat, we birthed this idea of being able to focus on leadership trends. And so Impact Leadership was born to really help those that are that I call underrepresented in leadership roles in our community, in our region.
Great.
And
yeah.
So it's a lot like a lot of other community leadership programs where you learn about the community and meet different players around, but we've added a real twist to it by giving it a real classroom component and talking about how to be a strong board member for a nonprofit that you may be volunteering for. Learning about budgeting, learning about management, choosing good CEOs, all of those type things. And of our four classes, we've got several, four classes of graduates, we've got several folks that have already been placed on nonprofit boards within the region and several that have gotten promotions in their workplace just by the training that they've received through the Impact Leadership Program.
You know, when I first came to you and just sort of, I think that we all, if we're finely tuned and open and have sort of an open mind and open heart, you know, you kind of will figure out who you need in your court. And before knowing that you were involved in Impact Leadership, I had come to you some time ago and said, I'm starting this nonprofit, and I've been involved with them for years with my public relations firm, helping them get the word out and get them, you know, into the mm-hmm. public. But I've never actually run one, and I've volunteered for many along the way. In my other home that I have in a very small town of 525 people in Stockton, New Jersey, 10 miles from where Washington across the Delaware, we have a volunteer fire squad. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I gave a voice to and gratis PR for them, you know, but never ran one. And it was you that I had heard or just sort of thought, you know, there's just this connection that happens, you know. And that's part of what I realized when I looked at the website that Impact Leadership does, is it recognizes there were three core areas that I noticed in which they talked about working with high potentials in the business to help them transition into new roles. I'm 58 and starting volume 2, chapter 1 of my life, and I'm going to probably live to the age of my cousin, who I'll have here in a few weeks on the radio show, who is the oldest living native from Cookeville, who is 104 and still thriving. Nice. He'll be 105 soon, and so, you know, I'm 58, and I've got to say, that's great that I maybe will live to 104. What am I going to do for the next few years? How will I survive financially? You know, it's not just going to be the life of Riley right. and golden years. Mm-hmm. I'll be able to work for years to come, so I need to jumpstart this thing, and your organization is just the kind of thing that I need to look to. And one of the other core areas was teams and groups in an organization, another being executive coaching practice. And each of these things fascinate me, you know. And that's why I was saying to you, Alejandra, that, you know, I want to be a part of it. I want to support it, actually, you know, in a way. And I'm supporting it initially by just getting the word out to other people and sharing with them something I find very exciting. We are here with Impact Leadership Development Group, and we're talking to Mark Hutchins, Chairman, Cindy Schumann, Executive Director, Alejandro Cisnero-Conahan, who I've met before, and each of them are a vital part of this organization. So, Alejandro, let's hear more about what your involvement has been, and especially as a bilingual person, you're talking about working with different cultures. You must be a great asset.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Louis. Well, first of all, I have to say that we will be having our next Impact Leadership class starting in the fall. So I definitely would love to see you sign up for that, take part of the classes.
Yes.
I think that's the best way to really get a feel for what this is about. I was actually part of the first Impact Leadership class, so I'm an alum and now I'm part of the board, and it has been a wonderful experience. I think it allows you to have a voice in different departments and also in the community to be a stronger vote in things that matter to the community. Again, I'm very passionate about education, community building, but, you know, oftentimes I think it's kind of like Alice in Wonderland. You don't know which road to take, which right. way to go, so you don't know how to get there, right, or where you're going. And I think part of what Impact does is it allows us to learn more about the community, who the key players are, how it works, and how you can take your skill sets to participate and encourage other people to do the same.
You know, three words or short phrases came to mind after reading and studying and learning about the organization. And tell me, is it fair to say that Impact Leadership is about evolving, change, and going forward, among other things? Would all of you concur with that?
Or absolutely.
Would you, and what else? What else is it about? You know, key words, would you say?
I think it's also about, you know, having tables in which everybody sits in and you have common ground. And you've learned to hear people with the intent to actually listen, not just to reply.
Yes.
You know, and create, and I think that in itself creates a stronger community. And normally the groups of people that have been part of the class, I don't think we would normally interact on a just regular basis. So the key component is bringing us together.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so there's such power in numbers. There are things that we have, including biblical references, where it's, you know, where two on earth agreed is done. And, you know, as we were just saying, do we all agree or concur or not? And therefore, the other word I think that's great is potential, you know, potential. And very often empaths have the unfortunate experience of attracting sociopaths in whom they see potential, but sociopaths are presenting what the empath wants to see. And as an empath myself, I've had this experience again and again. But, you know, what I noticed is that, you know, the three core areas is that you work with the high potentials, the people that have high potential, the people that are already there, taking them to the next level, you know. And one of the Christian holidays that gets overlooked, holidays are actually, the origin of the word is holy days, is Epiphany. You know, so much emphasis on Christmas, and what it's become now, which is a very morphed version of Christmas, you know, the art of giving. But, you know, seeking out epiphanies, as I was saying to two of you before we came in, you know, when I get up every day, I say, show me who the message bringer is. And therefore, I am with, now I'm with these message bringers. Here you are, you know. And of course, I know a couple of you and have met you, and we're all bringing messages to each other, and you're listening to the messages that people are telling you to see what their potential is to move forward and to excel, right? I think that's
exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's really how the class was designed, you know, kind of listening to what was needed in the community. You know, over my 30-year higher ed career that landed me finally in Cookeville many years ago, I had lived in much more diverse places.
Yes.
than this region of the country.
Yeah.
And so it became obvious that like Alejandra said, you know, making a place at the table, becoming inclusive in all of the things that we do, community and otherwise, really bearing strength to our community that we probably really don't have until we build that.
I see great strength in all of you, and I consider myself a strong person, and we could talk more about that in the next 12 minutes or so. But we also want to listen to our sponsors who make this program possible. So we'll be back on Local Matters talking to Impact Leadership members and talk more about it then.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters, where I'm in the studio today with three people that I share a great sort of like-minded thinking in that we are forward-thinking people, they are forward-thinking people, and I'm going to look to them in the future too, as I move forward in life. And tell us about speaking of forward, what's in the future, what's coming up next with Impact Leadership?
Well, one of the things that's evolving as we always are, is a strong communities effort. Mark and I were trained in the Gallup Poll's decade-long development of the Strength Finder, and it's working with people to find their mode of operation, for example, administrative or executive or relationship building, and then building a strong team, whether that team's within a corporation, within an organization, or within a community. Because when you build a strong team and you work toward everyone's strength, then you have more cohesive visionaries that can solve problems with less gaps.
Sure, sure. It's really a fascinating program. The Clifton Strength Genius is what it's called, and there's a book out on it. And then they've studied hundreds of thousands of people based on this criteria to determine what your particular top five strengths would be out of about 34 different classifications. And it doesn't focus on weaknesses at all. It's really showing teams how to draw on those strengths and then go find other strengths that they may have gaps in to bring into the fold and making decisions and moving organizations. And as an organizational psychologist, I find that really fascinating in a way that it is more team-oriented than perhaps some of the self-awareness studies such as a personality exam or something like that.
Right,
so,
yeah.
So, and it's a movement. It's a movement that's been created and it's being done across Tennessee and in Georgia and in Iowa, to where you're actually taking, local governments and other entities like that and helping them reshape the way that they think about their everyday work.
Right.
That's really improving morale everywhere that it's being used.
Yeah, that's, I love that sort of idea that you're focusing on the strengths and not the weaknesses, as
exactly.
You said. So it's sort of a version of, when I was in management years ago and managed personal trainers, having been a personal trainer myself, the first thing I said when I got the job, because I was the last person expected, I knew there would be resentment that I had left the business altogether and was brought back in to manage. And I just instinctively said, you know, you can call me a boss and you can be my, you can be my staff if you want, but I'm really just the team leader. We're a team together. I'm here to help you guys make a better career for yourselves and make money. And I'm the one that has to do a lot of the grunt labor that you don't want to do, you know, while you focus on being a trainer. So in a way, trying to, you know, do the same thing, focus on potential and what was positive about each of those and then nurturing that.
Well, you know? In fact, the whole organization of Impact Leadership was designed to take the cohort, the participants who enroll in the adult leadership program, and instill skill sets that lend themselves to their potential, and it gives them confidence. So those skill sets include the strong communities, also, though, their own personality profile. In addition to writing, we would like them to leave the class being published, and we give them diversity awareness training and nonprofit board training. And Mark coaches them in many other ways that have helped many of the participants advance in their jobs,
yes.
In their churches,
yeah.
And in the community.
Yeah.
We've had people decide to run politically. So...
Yeah,
it's a benefit to the community.
Sure.
And in addition to that, there's 95 counties in Tennessee. 91 of them have county-wide leadership programs. The footprint is all the same as an overview of the community. How we were different is in providing skill sets. And because of that, other counties are looking at us to say, we would like to learn from you how to do, how to expand our program to include building up potential.
Yeah, that's something that I think I recognize on a subconscious level. You know, when I met you and not knowing you were part of this, that there's this person that could give me a help me, you know, help me, and then we mutually, you know, it's mutually beneficial, and that's what I love to hear about this organization. We keep coming back to the word of communities again and again, and one of the things I think we should also look at, and I'd be curious to hear your thoughts on, about work in general or businesses in the future, is something that I've been studying and watching for a while and have concerns about. So I'm in the studio with Impact Leadership Development Group representatives Mark Hutchins, Cindy Schumann, and Alejandra Cisneros-Conahan. And one of the things I think that you can do is offset the anxiety and have people better prepared for the future, which is going to include robotics and technology that will be taking the place of humans. But there are several jobs that they can't do, but there are several jobs that they can do that a human might do better should they develop a better set of skills, if you will. And that's what dawns on me. I kind of go, in just talking to you, I kind of go, I've been anxious about this a lot. I've been reading about this a lot and wanting to warn people that rather than focus on millennials and the negative aspect that people always point to and the fact that they don't want to work, it's simply that we can still have a better future in the workforce if we just – see the potential in the positive ones. And you can help offset, I think, both the fears and the impact that that's going to have on the human race in general, you know, by being looking to the future and looking to the now, and rather than focus on the negative, rather than focus on what the negative aspects of technology will be, how that we as people in the workforce and communities can work with that, and it can be an asset to us, and we'll see more humans in the workforce rather than less. So what are your thoughts on that? Has that been discussed at all about the work in general in the future and robotics? Well, and
I wouldn't say so much discussing, you know, in terms of robotics, but I think one of the key terms or things that you mentioned is, you know, speaking about millennials and the workplace. And I think that Impact Leadership has a lot to contribute. It's very insightful in so many levels, because one of the things that it doesn't matter, you know, how much education you have, soft skills is something that you just absolutely have to have, regardless of how advanced technology becomes. One of the things that I see as a recruiter, or, you know, in my role as a human resources, is a lot of the things that we're missing is soft skills. And also the fact that, you know, we have trainings like this one that focus on your strengths, it becomes really insightful. Some of the things that, you know, I found out through those trainings have actually helped me in my workplace and in other settings outside of that, because I think I feel more self-aware of, you know, what those strengths are, how I can use them to improve and to help my teams. Mm-hmm. And additionally, you know, as we do focus on technology, is how do you communicate effectively? You know, because regardless of how much we advanced in technology, you still have to deal with people and you still have to manage. And so when you have a good manager, Cindy actually made a really good comment on this last training that we had a couple of weeks ago or so. You know, there are two types of managers. You have a manager that motivates, or you either have a manager that manipulates.
Mm.
So which one do you want to be?
Right.
And, you know, trainings such as the ones that are provided through Impact Leadership allow you to kind of ponder on that, identify what your strengths are. And I think the ultimate goal for us is, you know, we want to be the leaders that motivate, because that's the best way, regardless of what industry you're in. That's how you're really going to make an impact on economic development, on building stronger communities by having a stronger relationship with anybody that you interact with, regardless of whether it's in your professional life or in your private life.
Right. You know, in among the things you said, you used a term twice that many listeners might not be familiar with, and that was soft skills. Soft skills. Tell us about soft. Give us a definition for those that don't know.
Soft skills are really just, unlike hard learning, engineering, those type things, soft skills are the ability to work with others, the ability to interact, to communicate, to write, to be understood and to understand.
Yeah,
and so I really think those are the real keys to the way that the human dynamic in the workplace and just in society are heading.
Yeah,
and I think that there's, as we talk about millennials and the technology is kind of where we started a little bit of this too. We all have our smartphones and our computers and our cars now do more than they'll park themselves, all of those kind of things. But at the end of the day, we still have to rely on each other. We do nothing alone. And in the high school program that we do, I ask them specifically, what's the very first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? And they say, oh, well, I check my phone. And I'm thinking, well, of course that's what you do, because it's not that you're checking your phone. You're checking to communicate with somebody in a way that you know how to communicate.
Right.
In case something happened in that 4 hours you were asleep, you want to miss it. And my point is we do nothing alone anymore.
Right.
We really do nothing alone. And so that's, I think that's the real key in using those soft skills and developing those soft skills, is the ability to relate to others and listen and
right.
learn.
So. Yeah. And for some people, that's going to be a hard lesson to learn. And for some of us, you know, that was instilled in us years ago. And so there's a generational thing, a generational gap that means that you can sort of bridge that gap and bring a set of, some people call old fashioned work ethics, you know, into the now and into the future. And we could talk for hours about this, and I'd love to talk more with you individually and perhaps again here on the show, but we have to close now, and it's been a great time here on Local Matters talking with Impact leadership members, Mark Hutchins, Cindy Schumann, and Alejandro Cisneros Conahan. Hope to see you again. Thanks for coming.
To get more information on how to become part of Impact Leadership or any of the trainings that we offer, you can go to our website or you can follow us on Impact Leadership on Facebook.
Great.
And we'll have a website there, a list of events, and just hit the like button and stay tuned.
Good to know. Thank you.
Thank you so much.